Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Lion's Den. I'm the king of the jungle, and I really.
Entertainment Report. Are we counting down to June the 6th? I think so, aren't we? Those of us that love sports in the NBA. So we're counting down to the NBA. NBA fans, sports fans, call in, because I'm not up on a lot of news. I'm up on a lot of news. There's so much news, but yet I want to hear about your choices, your faves. A lot of the listeners that I've been texting and networking with are going for San Antonio, because they believe that San Antonio is more of a team. But then also, I know there are a lot of Heat fans, and you all know I love the Heat also. So what are your thoughts regarding the NBA Finals, or who's your fave? I know Game 5 was last night between the Pacers and Miami. So just, I did not see the game, so please share your thoughts regarding last night's game, and also predictions regarding the finals. Some people don't watch anything until it's the final time, until the cream of the crop. The two are definitely doing their part of becoming the kings of the NBA. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. Again, that was Straight Days. You can like their Facebook page, and also follow them on Twitter. Visit their website at dreaddays.com. I'm going to have an awesome YouTube channel also. So just thank you very much for tuning in to Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. And again, thank you, Nicholas Snow. And remember to catch his live broadcast on tomorrow for Snowbiz Now. He virtually trained me over the weekend, and, you know, I'm working on improving the delivery of the program, and oh, my God, I really appreciate his training. So thank you so much, and thank you to blogtalkradio.com community, Ebony Empress, a 360 relationship. I need to check out that show. I was busy on a call with Mark, Mark Girl. You know, Mark is a brand of Avon last night, so I missed 360 relationship show last night here on Blog Talk Radio. Big shout-out to Ebony Empress. Oh, man, she had her show Rise and Shine this morning. Rise and Shine airs on Mondays and Fridays, and she does her regular broadcast during the week straight from the UK. Well, but thank you for tuning in, and you know the number is 714-409-0614. I am in the chat room also. And please excuse me, my pooches are also, my window is open and my pooches are awake also. So please excuse that barking. They should be ending it right now. But thank you again for tuning in to Weekend Edition of Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. Title of the show, Countdown to NBA Finals. Who's your fave? And let's talk other news. It seems like American Idol judges are exiting left to right. Mariah Carey has been the latest to announce that she is exiting American Idol. Nicki Minaj also, right? But I know Mariah Carey's hot new song is hot as I don't know what. So she's like, I got to go and you know, give the fans what they want. So I first heard about it from an email from Deadline.com, but then it's been breaking news everywhere that Mariah Carey is exiting American Idol. But again, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. Here's Davey Hamilton.
It was a Friday night around about 9. We were close to the county line. And Jimmy Daniels' Mustang 5-0. Just my best friends and me. Nowhere special we had to be. But we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior year. Had a tank of gas and the sky was clear. A little hint of fall was in the air. Aerosmith was rocking the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we didn't care. 'Cause it's not where you're going, it's how you go. It's living in the moment and taking it slow. It's not where you end up, it's how you roll. It's not where you're going, it's how you go.
As the song is queuing up, I'm checking an article from Noise 11, and it's from Dr. Funkenberry. And he's talking about John Mayer is finally recording his new album. You know, he's been having a situation with his throat, and now he's back. John Mayer is about to kick off a tour. Philip Phillips is opening act. He's also recording a new album. It mentions that John took to Facebook to open up about recording again after his throat surgery scare, where he thought he may never record again. With the Twitter line, Mary is back, he put out a 59-second sample of sample, I hope they mean it, but of him in the studio, and with it promises weekly updates on recording of the album. That's pretty cool. We're happy to see the return of John Mayer. We'd like for him to come back to Twitter because he was someone who actually got what Twitter was all about. So that's pretty cool because I really dig John Mayer's music. So I think that's pretty neat that he's back in full effect. I don't know what's going on with my sound. Here's another one by David Hamilton. Hopefully. Murphy's Law. Thought everything was working smoothly this morning. But my tracks are, something's going on in the studio. So hopefully it'll get back on track in a second, in a couple minutes or sooner. Murphy's Law. Always be prepared for the unexpected, huh? Not when you've not just returned back from your hiatus and excited, and the listeners are excited.
Thank you.
love it. Elder Bosch Jr. Yes, yes, yes. Check him out on Reverb Nation. Follow him on Twitter, Elder Bosch Jr., and also like his Facebook fan page. Love it. Can't wait till he appears on the show real soon. Heat versus Pacers. Last night, the game ended 90-79. Miami 90, Indiana 79. Next game, game 6 on TNT, Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And anybody who knows me, so some people probably say, well, I thought you was an Indiana fan also. Anybody who knows me, know I was an Indiana Pacers fan throughout the 90s, and really, I'm still one of my favorite teams. And to be honest, I'm glad to see Indiana showing what they can do this season. So this is really, really makes it interesting, does it not? So, you know, a big shout out to all the teams that compete in the semifinals. Congratulations to the Spurs. So now the Spurs need to find out who they will play. The series is 3-2. I know a lot of people thought that maybe Miami would sweep it too last night. Well, it's still a sweep on Saturday. Well, it's not a sweep, when you do 4-0 like the Spurs did. But this is something. It's interesting when they can go to Game 7. Oh, someone's online also, so this should be interesting. I don't know if they're talking American Idol news, sports news, or what. So I guess it's important for me to click on and see what's up. But, again, thank you for tuning in. You can call in at 714-409-0614. On Monday, we're going to talk about spring cleaning and other top news. Ryan Seacrest asked an interesting question this week on air with Ryan. He and his cohort Ellen Kate. Who's your favorite American Idol winner out of all the seasons, all 12 seasons? The only time I voted was Chris Allen. So I say Chris Allen. But I asked Mom. I thought Mom's favorite was Fantasia. Really, our favorites are people that were runner up. And people who maybe was let go, like number 7, number 8. Because this season, I just knew Curtis was going to go all the way, the guy from Chicago. But he was let go, like, way down the totem pole, like Jennifer Hudson, you know. So I'm like, man. But the one time I did get a vote through was with Chris Allen. But that was when Adam Lambert was his runner-up. But I thought Fantasia was Mom's favorite. You know, Simon loves him for Fantasia. We still love Fantasia, right? But then there's Kelly. All of them are fantastic, but I chose Chris Allen. That's what I chose. I thought that was pretty interesting. I think Ryan's going to talk about that this morning. Oh, the caller, maybe they just called in to listen. So San Antonio definitely in a go, but now we need to find out if it's going to be the Heat or the Pacers. Game 6. So Miami's in the lead, 3-2. Last night's game ended 90-79. And so I thought it was an interesting game last night also. It would be great if some of you could call in and share your thoughts regarding that game also. But if not, that's cool too. Because don't let me get started talking about the Saints and the Cowboys. You know, it's on and popping in.
I wear my sunglasses. play that thing, son. Never gonna stop. And you know, auto-tune, it just don't make me swoon. And pop, well, that's just not the music I choose. Look at here. Just give me the blues. Give me the blues. Oh, that's right. Just give me the blues. Give me the blues. Come on.
God, man, he's an awesome musician. And before that, Jeff Lamb. I wear my sunglasses at night. Yes. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you to my guests in the chat room.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
I love listening to this PSA. It's so informative. Need to look out for new ones that I will be sharing with you in the near future. And if you would like to share a PSA here, just let me know. My email address is right here on the profile page. And just go ahead and send me a PSA and let me know. And then if you want to be a guest to talk about the topic, that would be even better. Okay? Today in history, 1859, the Big Ben Clock Tower in London went into operation. In 1913, the 17th Amendment to the Constitution providing for the popular election of U.S. senators was declared in effect. Also, 1916, British and German fleets fought the Battle of Jutland off Denmark during World War One. Also, there's a lot of today in history. The sitcom Seinfeld premiered on NBC in 1990. Wow, Seinfeld. I mean, I don't think I've ever met anyone who did not like Seinfeld. 2005, former FBI official W. Mark Felt stepped forward as deep throat. The secret Washington Post source that helped bring down President Richard M. Nixon during the Watergate scandal. And I'm also talking to my friends in the chat room also. And then, in 2009, Dr. Joyce Tiller, a provider of late-term abortions, was shot and killed in Wichita, Kansas church. Yemin Scott Roeder was later convicted and sentenced to life in prison. So you can get that news from DallasNews.com. Sign up for the newsletters. Always interesting highlights in the day in history. If today's your birthday, I wish you a happy birthday this weekend, happy birthday weekend, our anniversaries. You're not alone because you are sharing a birthday today with Clint Eastwood, actor, director, former mayor, who's turning 83 years young today. So happy birthday to Clint Eastwood, one of my faves now and as a kid. Dirty Harry, huh? Peter, y'all, folk singer, musician, Peter, Paul, and Mary, 75 today. Sharon Gless, actress, Caitlin Lacey, 70. Joe Namath, another favorite athlete of mine as a kid and even now, you know, as many of yours I know. Football Hall of Famer, he's 70. Tom Berenger, actor, The Big Chill, Platoon, 63. There's other movies that I enjoy of Tom Berenger. I love movies of Eric Roberts and Tom Berenger. Oh, I mean, he and Eric Roberts, they're like in the 90s and 2000s. The 80s and the 90s, boy, they were everywhere. Gregory Harrison, actor, and James Woods, as a kid to now, those are a few of my favorite actors. Tom Berenger, Eric Roberts, James Woods, and had the pleasure of meeting James Woods when I was an extra background actress on Ghost of Mississippi, and some of you, those Facebook friends of mine, you've seen the picture of he and I together where he's like still just like in character as Beckwith. But and also this is Mega Everest celebrations have begun also, so I definitely will be keeping you all informed of what's going on with those celebrations also. But let me get back to these birthdays. Gregory Harrison, actor, is 53. Roma Mafia, actress, Nip Tuck, is 55. Chris Elliott, so funny, comedian, 53. Leah Thompson, actress, Back to the Future movies, 52. And that is, she doesn't age at all. Whenever I see her, she doesn't appear to age. Corey Hart, how ironic. He just played his cover tune of his hit song. If I had known his birthday, I would have played the original. Rock singer, 51. I wear my sunglasses at night. DMC, he's 49. Run DMC. What's up, Run DMC? Oh, my God. Can't love Run DMC. Kenny Lofton, baseball player, 46. Christian McBride, jazz bassist, 41. Archie Panjabi, actress, The Good Wife, Bennett Like Beckham, 41. Colin Farrell, today's his birthday also. He's only 37. Actress Brooke Shields is 48 years young today, and she's just amazing. I feel like, you know, I'm 44. I feel like I grew up with Brooke Shields. She was just an amazing child star. So, again, happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating. And anybody just happy. I know it's snowing in some places, but just happy about this time of year. Also, you know, many of you do like prefer snow and cold over sun and heat. But we had some rain yesterday, so tomorrow is the beginning of hurricane season. So we love to see the return of summer, but we do not like to see the return of hurricane season. And you know, we're having beautiful weather, but we're experiencing scattered thunderstorms. And I think a couple tornadoes hit Oklahoma yesterday in another state. So, you know, we're like always on pins and needles, even though the weather is beautiful. We never know when it's going to turn into a storm. Just like yesterday, you know, it was sunny. Then next thing you know, I'm out in the backyard working, doing sprucing up the backyard, did my backyard workout and meditation. I was spending time with my pooches, and it had been sunny and beautiful. And then I had my headphones on, and I hear the alert that the bad weather was on its way. Then it was just like a false alarm. But then like 20 minutes later, it was like the ceiling of the sky just let loose. And it just, you know, was just, you know, a heavy rain. We like to see heavy rain, but we never know what involves the heavy rain. So that's something. You know, it's something that I'm up 44 years. I've been in the deep south. Each storm is always different. But again, thank you for tuning in. And thank you for chatting with me in the chat room. Also, always having a blast of a good time in the chat room. And again, if it's your birthday, happy birthday. Here's another PSA.
My name is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
That's why it's always important to think green also. Have you all seen the story, speaking of bad weather and tornadoes, at HuffPost? I know some people say we're tired of these animal rescue stories, but, I mean, this is a sweet story that I read this morning in HuffPost, and it's about a 13-year-old boy scout who finds a cat buried in a tornado rumble 6 days later. And I think the cat is 13 also. It's an elderly cat. And the cat looks so much. I remember my cat, Smokey, that's been missing since the end of February of last year. The cat resembles Smokey a little, just from what the picture I've seen in the back. But it reads, the article by Mohini Kondu of HuffPost, and Justin Holm Rangel, 13-year-old Boy Scout, finds cat buried in tornado rumble for 6 days. And I've been sharing it on my social media sites. I want to put it on my Tumblr page. A 13-year-old Texas Boy Scout has been creative rescuing an elderly cat that went missing for 6 days following a devastating tornado in Moore, Oklahoma last Monday. Justin Holm Rangel of Carrollton, Texas, accompanied his Boy Scout troop to Moore to help with the relief effort on Sunday, according to Life of Cats. He was helping in search through the remains of Jeff and Joe Human's home when he found their missing cat, Igor, sitting in his litter box. Isn't that amazing? Stuck to his litter box. Dallas News reports, Justin's mother, Summer Helm, told the paper that her son initially feared the cat had died and told others to look away. I figured after 6 days he was gone. But he started to move and we dug him out, Justin said. Igor, who is also 13 years young, was taken to the Oklahoma State University Teaching Hospital. He was reported to be dehydrated but in good health. The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry shared a reunion story on its Facebook page on Sunday, and it's received over 1,000 likes. According to the post, Joe Human told the department staff, "Our family is complete." Another Oklahoma resident, Barbara Garcia, also has an incredible pet reunion story. She found her dog buried under tornado rumble during an interview with CBS, and donations have been pouring in to help her recover from the disaster ever since. And they have more and more stories also about pet rescues and reunions with their owners. So that is just amazing. My friend and I was in the chat room. Now that, we're talking about tears and crying and smiling and happiness, and I cry for, and I was saying that I cry for different reasons. And I often cry happy tears. And my friend chat room was also saying that it is healthy to smile, and it is healthy to smile, right? But a story like that is one of those stories that brings happy tears. make happy tears come along. So that is just amazing. That was a good story. I told my mother, I hope that we hear more success stories and finding humans alive also, because that would be so cool.
Uh-huh, yeah. To her, got that word, I move that D. Had it by a bladder, she like, oh, I got pee. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Sing a slap actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We gon' talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting dome. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you come and come on. I'm flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Do it.
here's an email from the Mississippi Film Office. Mississippi Delta Documentary Photo and Filmmaking Workshop. Barefoot Workshops has an early bird discount ending on May 31st for their Mississippi Delta Documentary Photo and Filmmaking Workshop. People can save tons if they register online by May the 31st. That's today. Plus, if you are a Mississippian, they have additional discount codes available when you email them at info@barefootworkshops.org. August 25th, September the 1st, 2013, will be when the one-week documentary photography workshop will be held in the Mississippi Delta. September 1st through 22nd, 2013, the three-week documentary film, the Mississippi Delta. So, again, Barefoot Workshops, documentary intensive training. 1 week documentary photo from August the 25th through the 1st, and then it'll be the 3 week workshop of documentary film, September 1st through the 22nd. And you can visit barefootworkshops.org for more information. Okay, and thank you so much, Mississippi Film Office, for sending that email. Here's Marvelous Assassin, some people. yeah, Marvelous Assassin. Amazing, amazing hip hop artist. I am checking out. I know I'm pausing because I was checking out of the deadline.com and I was checking on the email that they had sent me talking about Nicki Minaj's departure, and I had noticed immediately when the Mariah Carey news had broke, and then I had heard up on my awakening that Nicki Minaj had soon said, confirmed that she was exiting too, so they're like exiting everywhere. So I have heard, I know in recent weeks I heard Fantasia could be a possible judge, and I heard something about Jennifer Hudson. So that's something to have, so, and they're from like the same season, are they not? I just wonder how true that is. But Nicki Minaj and Mariah and Randy, wow, this is just an amazing American Idol. One thing about American Idol, I love American Idol, and I'm really, when the first season, I was like, oh my God. I mean, when I would hear the singers, it didn't sound so hot. And I would often say, man, I come in contact with vocalists that can blow any of those people out the water. I'm in Mississippi, and you all know I love Dallas. I'll be relocating back to Dallas. We're going back and forth. But, you know, there has yet, and I mentioned this on Facebook as I networked with Ryan Seacrest and share his post and all that. And I had shared a picture of him holding the American Idol winner card that announced Candace as the winner. But out of all 12 seasons, Mississippi came close to Skylar. Skylar represented Mississippi, Brandon, Mississippi, Jackson, metro area very well. But we have the other contestants from Mississippi. But we have yet made it all the way to number one. It's been 12 seasons, and there's so much talent here in Mississippi. So it just surprises me. Maybe next season. But there's so much talent out there. But it's just reflecting 12 seasons later, American Idol is still going strong. But to me, I think the attention should really be on the contestants. Good to have the celebrity judges. But try to keep everything balanced, you know, because it's called American Idol, and it's about making unknowns into American Idols. So when we have the celebrity judges, they are American Idols, world idols. And so it's important to try to have a balance of the celebrities and their brand, and then also keeping the spotlight on the contestants. Not just the winner, but the contestants, because so many talented people spawn. Look at Jennifer Hudson. I mean, she was not a winner, but look at her. Look at Adam Lambert. Look at so many of the ones that weren't winners, but they are just, their stars are shining. So they still became American Idols also. So I think it's good to have like a balance, you know, because I guess some judges would say, some celebrity judges would say, well, I didn't come on here not to be seen. And, you know, and just heard. So I think it's good to have a good balance for the celebrities and their brand, marketing themselves, but then at the same time assisting the young contestants in becoming improved in their talent. If they win or not, you're a winner if you get chosen to, if you pass audition to even get on the show. You are a winner right there. You are a winner if you are in the top 10, 12 contestants. You're a winner, period, if you get past audition. You're a winner already because you get a chance to really grow your brand and expose yourself and be exposed to professionals behind the scenes and in front of the cameras and on stage that others do not get that opportunity to deal with, you know? So this is just my thoughts about American Idol and the other shows, The Voice, and America's Got Talent and The X Factor. Those are just amazing. It's amazing to have shows like that and Dancing with the Stars and shows like that. It's amazing. Dancing with the Stars is really cool. We need more celebrity-driven shows like Dancing with the Stars and Splash to really see how our favorite celebrities are human also. and how they deal with. One thing I love about Dancing with the Stars is not just what we see during their performance, but I love the way they do the behind-the-scenes footage and camera work and interviews with the celebrities and the dancers regarding the process of learning certain dances. Because, you know, that is something that a lot of us don't get a chance to see, right? Even some celebrities are fans of other celebrities. They don't even get a chance to see. So they learn a lot about each other also. Because, bottom line, we are all human. And I say this because this is an entertainment lifestyle show. And all of us, celebrities or not, we're average, everyday people. Right? And so it's just interesting to talk about. So, but I didn't mean to ramble on and on, but I just think that. Oh, here's the article from Deadline Hollywood. Nicki Minaj, too, confirms her exit from American Idol. And it was written by Nelly Andreeva. I think I want to pronounce her name right. The Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, American Idol rivalry carried over the diva's departure from the show, with Minaj stepping on Carey's toes and announcing her own departure on Twitter shortly after Carey had done the same. Also on Twitter, "Thank you, American Idol, for a life-changing experience," Minaj wrote. "Wouldn't trade it for the world. Time to focus on the music." Mwah. You know, and I love both of them. I've loved Mariah since the beginning, Vision of Love, and I've loved Nicki since she was underground. Nicki Minaj is a superstar who brought a love of honesty and passion to American Idol and had a tremendous positive impact on so many contestants this season. Fox and Idol producers, Fremantle Media and 19 Entertainment said in a joint statement, "Given her extremely busy career, we understand and respect her decision and wish her the best." Minaj joins fellow judges Carrie and Randy Jackson on the list of Idol departures as the veteran series wrapped its lowest rated season. We've yet to hear from Judge Keith Urban. I love Keith Urban. I hope he stays on. Because that's amazing that he, you know, I loved it when I heard he would be a judge. He's a favorite of mine. Anybody that knows me, and you all know I love country music, but then I am a longtime Keith Urban fan and supporter, and I love Nicole, also his wife. But I think that's pretty cool to have him as a judge, and I hope he sticks to it at least through next season. Well, we know he probably have a tour coming up also real soon. We've yet to hear from Judge Keith Urban and executive producer Nigel Lithgow, both of whom are rumored to also depart. Fox and Idol producers seem to have already moved on, with Jennifer Hudson in talks for a spot on the judging panel next season, possibly alongside other well-known Idol alums. But that's good because alums have, they've been through it. They've been through it, you know. And I then I think it's good to get other people, you know, maybe a person like me, who knows indie talent. I need to get out to the festivals and the clubs more often. But I, you know, that's just a gift of mine. I'm like a female Simon. I know talent. but are people like my mentor, David Harrison Levy of Beverly Hills, the star maker? I remember last season, Aretha Franklin. She was very interested in becoming an American Idol judge. And, you know, we've seen her doing close to the end of American Idol. Wasn't that last night, was it? Maybe, yes, it was, doing the finale. But it's just amazing what's going on. That's a lot. That, you're talking about culture shock. That's a culture shock to have all those judges depart at one time. Man, but I wonder, did Nicki Minaj resign on her own, or was she asked to resign? I wonder about that. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just wondering. I mean, is it really about the music, or was she asked to resign? I know Mariah's song is like real hot, so that's her reason. And speaking of hot, this morning on Good Morning America, sexy Latino. Pitbull would be performing on Good Morning America, so I'm excited to check him out this morning on Good Morning America. But again, thank you, and let's continue on. Here's King Trill, native of Mississippi, but based in Dallas, Texas. King Trill, keep it trill.
Hey, yo, Kansas, King Trill. Hey, I'm going to have them haters hot after this one. Mississippi, and we're going to bring it back to the streets this time. EMT, I'm going to keep it trill. I still represent for these streets. Don't nobody rep this city like me. Man, I'ma keep it trill. I hustle 7 days of the week. Won't stop my whole keep it real. Operation Takeover. I told you I was coming. EMT.
Check them out. Hey, Facebook friend of mine, Lorianne Davis, would like for you all to check out bettergolfreveal.com. And golf, you, especially you golfers, or those of you that have golfers in your life, do you ever go seven strokes, maybe even double digits, over par just one hole at the golf course? Those days are about to become a thing of a past once you discover the surefire secrets of becoming a better golfer. Read on to discover how to get your hands on this game-changing secret for free. So she would like for you guys to check out Better Golf Institute, bettergolfreveal.com, for how you can improve your game of golf. Okay? Here's high fashion.
Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests look extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for foul play, photocall blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm buried up, sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. We're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
Oh my God, I love those guys. What's up to Dylan and everyone involved with SeaWorld High Fashion and his brother Johnny Panic also, who has amazing music. I need to invite those guys back. So they were Dylan was guest back in September, if you all recall, from Pensacola, Florida, the music student in Orlando. And so I need to follow up with him and see what's going on. Most definitely. But you can check out more of his music at their music at SoundCloud. com, SeaWorld High Fashion, amazing. They are hilarious. I love their music. It's like a whole new genre to me. And my friend in the chat room is loving it also. So thank you all again for tuning in. I'm checking out. See, I'm getting ready to start talking sports, but you all know I'm going to talk Cowboys and Saints, and I'll talk about other news also. Bill Taher has an article at NFL.com where he's talking about the benefits of youth sports, which is always important to talk about and to promote, right? I know. And speaking of youth and teens and young adults, here's David Jay. Since many of you graduated this week from high school, or it's the last, some schools are finishing up, or you're out, here's David Jay's school. Summertime now, huh? I love good things.
Coast to Coast Mixtapes.com.
Coast to Coast, what up? EP Pinks up.
Hey, King Mo, what it do?
Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again.
So you want this, yeah. Right, move,
I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man. Oh, man. I got that good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again.
Get out for me, make the booty pop, get the blood flowing, baby keep me rock, I pay the water bill, so I can keep it dripping, back slowly, you know that pocket's sipping, and we ain't tripping off a weight, staying shaped, just lifting up my baby in the cake, see his face look shot, when I hit it with the cock, no doodle, she a bad bitch, take it for a walk, no doodle, man. Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net wet, freak throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Pleasing your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that sequel. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got this thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your frame. Probably never got your man, your man. Yeah.
get out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the top. Young homies keeping watch like the ex-girl squat. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that back paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just ride me like a rental man. First and last is taking, I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame, cause I ain't riding name. Close name, kissing name, ass where you been. Took it, niggas, man, took it, why I blast. Giving up creative freedom for some cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Trey and a CD, both covered in ash.
That good thing. Here's Slow-O, repping San Francisco.
This is the Cashmere Masterpiece.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Nice. Yeah, nice, for real.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to a flower world. Through the way, clear the board. See the stakes, chips aboard. This is magic, black hammers, black rabbits. Out the hat, figure that, to figure this a nigga. It's nothing else to think about. I'm sitting here, I'm airing out of my face. My plate is sitting full, pedaling. I flow like medicine. I keep pedaling. Get it in. Tonight we about to somersault. The way we about to run it off and navigate out of state. I'm that fly, that yay. Just break the re-break. Scratch like the sweepstakes and bring it back like rebate. Yeah, sound like the late greats. A way different pedigree. I'm sort of hard to intake. Mean that literally. The kid just killed a beat. A whole nother entity. It's kind of hard to figure me.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone. A whole nother galaxy. I put together masterpieces in your face, battling down south, Catalan pounds with my mans on them. Hit me on the chirp again to piggyback to work again. All at it, all on it. Push till it's talking open. Niggas talk, I'm really on it. Really fly, fly zone, and I'm on it. I can kiss the sky, nigga. Water weight, bricks, pounds. I can clear the card, nigga. Yeah, I can clear the card, nigga. Either way, the dice shake, flow comatose in a boy satellite fly. Welcome to my world, nigga. Next play, the best play. Get them for the low, nigga.
You know? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone.
He and his crew has recently dropped new music also. Collabo project this time, and so I have to get some of that music and share it with you. Here's Wes Ford and the Foundry, Big D. Shout out to my friends.
In a cup of dreams.
Foundry. Like their Facebook page and check them out also on Reverb Nation. Sports Day DFW has an email, and one of their top stories is which Cowboys made the cut, and then they have like a projection of their roster projections for 2013, and then also they have articles regarding reviewing the Cowboys OTAs thus far. What have we learned? I mentioned the New Orleans Saints OTAs have been going good as of last week, and that Coach Sean and everyone and General Manager Mickey have all been optimistic about what they're seeing. Visit their website at NewOrleansSaints.com. You know, you can visit NFL.com and your favorite networks anyway. But then also, I know what I want to talk about, Bill Cowher's support of youth sports also, so if I can pull that article back up, I will before the end of broadcast. But I definitely thank you so much for your support. And, of course, Monday would be about spring cleaning and other topics. And I'm thinking, even though this is considered a weekend edition, on Friday edition, I have been seeing how I would do mixing, doing it on Fridays. But I do believe there will be a music show tomorrow, you know, entertainment-like show tomorrow. We'll talk music, entertainment, what's hot. I see Paris Hilton talking about she needs to go to sleep so she can prepare for a fashion shoot. So, I mean, what's hot and popping in fashion and summer fashion, and I could share with you some information regarding Mark, which is a brand of Avon. Also, we had an awesome call last night, and there's a lot of big things going on with Mark and Empowerment Foundation. Big shout-out to Ogle School and Aveda Institute, Dallas, and right here in Jackson, Magnolia College. And I just want to shout-out everyone, the listeners and those I network with in person and online. Thank you for your support and for your constructive criticism. And also for, you know, for vibing me also. We're all in this together, right, and living life, and busy living life, as my friend in the chat room often mentioned the last broadcast. He's like, I'm busy living life. And, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to be busy living life. Great weekend to you also. So I love it when people have that optimistic attitude and that giving attitude, because we all are going through something, right? But it's extra special when someone can give you that extra oomph of a feeling, that extra, okay, things could be worse, you know? So it's really good when we can help one another feel better. But here's another one about Austin Brown target practice, and you'll probably hear my voice one more time, especially if I see the article that I want to talk about with Bill Cowher talking about youth sports, but I have shared it on Twitter and on Facebook, and you will see it. Check me out on Twitter at Culture Shock Inc., KULTUREESHOKENT, and also at Beth Williams, WMS, excuse me. And those of you that love Mark Cosmetics, check out Beth, BETHMARKGRL. But if you visit the profile, you can easily link up to the Culture Shock Entertainment Report's Facebook page also. It's easy to link up to it. My virtual training coach, Nicholas Snow, assisted me in getting that right. And now you don't have to search for it. All you have to do is click on that link, and you're there. So I want to get to 100 likes soon. So share your thoughts and post interesting, fun, positive things there also, because it's there for us to continue our dialogue and continue just like in the chat room, okay? You know, talking and having fun and sharing thoughts and talking about certain topics and all that. I mean, it's always fun to do that. Thank you again.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Daniel nació 2 meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500.000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos.
Check out that article regarding youth sports, benefits of youth sports from Bill Cowherd. I don't know about you, but, you know, I have a checklist of things to check off. Happy Friday. I love Saturdays. And I thank you and I appreciate you greatly. And look forward, if I broadcast over the weekend, I look forward to you tuning in then. Just stay on the lookout. I'll be promoting it and everything, letting you know ahead of time when it will broadcast. I'm going to do my best to add new music and have new music, present a new music show. And on Monday, we'll be talking about spring cleaning, okay? But thank you, thank you, and thank you. So I'm going to check that pit bull and do more things. I've done a lot already and need to do more things also. But again, thank you. You are amazing. You rock. I know you're saying you're going on and on and on, but, you know, sometimes people don't thank people enough to show their appreciation. So I thank you. I thank you in your guidance. I thank you for keeping in touch. And I can, now that I have my cell phones right and my internet right, I can also respond back to you properly. Those of you that send me emails or call me or text message me, I can respond to you in a timely fashion now. Because I know some of you probably was wondering, I don't know why she's not responding, but you know my, I've been having a situation with my cell service, my internet service, and everything's rectified. Shout out to T-Mobile. I love me some T-Mobile. Been a loyal customer since 07. Just thank you. And your listenership is so important. And thank you to those that listen on Monday's show, the Memorial Day show, because many of you listen. I was looking at the stats, and so many of you listened during that afternoon broadcast. And again, thank you to Ebony Empress and Gwen and John for calling in also. So it's just amazing when you guys call in and share your expertise and share your thoughts and your advice also. But again, I hate to say goodbye, but it's time to conclude. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and it's been a weekend edition, Sports Friday type of show. You know, that's how I was like combining, that's what I've been doing, like testing weekend edition with combining it with the sports edition. And, you know, combining where it's not just sports talk, but it's just a continuation of what the concept of the show is about our entertainment and lifestyle topics. So, you know, just once on Friday. Friday's weekends are fun, so mesh things together. And something I'm going to start on Monday. I'm going to start spotlighting entrepreneurs, business owners, business professionals. They are friends of mine. There are new friends that I've connected with that I'd love to, like, just, you know, just do like a few minutes where I profile and share with you all their business. They're friends of mine I've reconnected with, and there's so many friends that I have bumped into that have either good businesses or preparing to start some amazing businesses. And so I definitely want to put the spotlight on these businesses also. And I'm talking people that I know in person and people that I know online, okay, worldwide, locally and worldwide. So I'm going to start profiling and spotlighting entrepreneurs and business owners and business professionals and all that good stuff, you know. So cause that's really important, you know, to let people know. And, you know, if they've been a guest or not, will be a guest. I'm going to spotlight them. And then just by spotlighting them, that'll spawn many to be guests also. I love it when people share their stories. And we always hear those stories of perseverance. You know, I've yet heard a story. Have you guys, out of 2 years, of a guest who says that everything has been smooth sailing? There was a time in my life I thought things were, especially professionally, I thought things were pretty much smooth sailing. But in the recent 10 years, I have found out I really become humble when it comes to business. And I'm feeling great regarding my life in business. I've learned a lot because I figured if you you educate yourself, you get the proper formal training and informal training, because I just like many of you, I'm multi-talented. And hey, Midas touch, you can make the money. But, you know, sometimes we go through these stages in our life where we go through these different things. And it's good when we hear others share their stories that, hey, you can pull through it. You can do it. You can do it. You know, sometimes, you know, we have to change our path. Sometimes we just have to continue on. My attorney friend, Jay Lucas, he shared an amazing post on his Facebook page about how how sometimes we go through the storms in our lives, and sometimes when you go through those storms, you wonder, how did you go through the storm? Next broadcast, I share it with you word for word. But I think it was on the web, on the Facebook page, Sun Gazing, and he shared it on his page, and it was just so amazing. I think many of us could relate to what that poster says. Because when it's storming, you know, wow. But, you know, just like I talk about how the weather is here in Mississippi, it could be sunshine one minute and storming the next. But, you know, thank God we have to have a strong backbone, get that thick skin, and learn how to roll with the punches. But, you know, we are emotional beings also. So we have to, it's important to just, you know, keep that sound mind and keep things intact. You know, I know some of us feel like, oh, my God, I'm going to pull my hair out. I can't take anymore. But it's in being calm and being patient. And we all, regardless, you know, we smile or we frown, we all go through our ups and downs. But I'm going to be quiet because I didn't even intend on running my mouth on that. But, again, have a blessed weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. All my friends and listeners worldwide, everywhere, thank you. And you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Internet with Brown Mark.
Blamed it on his mother 'cause she wouldn't fight the demon.